Case: discuss employment considerations with Carl. The following case study helps financial counselors think about how they would apply the skills discussed in this area. Note the open-ended questions at the end of the case. To be proactive in your education, consider writing responses in your personal study notes before reading the sample responses. Case: Carl Miller is a 59-year-old plumber who recently received multiple job offers after being laid off from his previous position. He arrives at the counselor's office with several job offer letters, benefit packages, and his final pay stub from his previous employer. After welcoming him and establishing rapport, the counselor starts the next part of the interview as follows. Counselor: what brings you in? Carl: I was unexpectedly laid off last month from the plumbing company where I've worked for 15 years. I've been interviewing and now have 3 different job offers, but I'm confused about how to compare them. The salary numbers look straightforward, but the benefits packages seem really different. Counselor: I'm interested in learning about your current understanding of employment compensation. Carl: at my previous job, I just accepted whatever they offered without really understanding it. I just looked at the bottom line, the salary. I know there's my base salary, but then there's all this other stuff on my pay stub like FICA, federal withholding, and retirement contributions. Plus, these new offers talk about things like HSAs, FSAs, stock options, and different retirement plans. I don't know how to value these to make a fair comparison. Counselor: do you have specific concerns related to the job offers you have right now? Carl: one company offers a lower base salary but mentions profit sharing and health insurance. Another has a higher salary but fewer paid days off. I also don't understand how unemployment benefits work if I need them again in the future. And one offer mentions contractor status versus employee status. What's the difference there for my taxes and benefits? Carl looks through his papers. My previous position paid $62,000 with standard benefits. These new offers range from $58,000 to $72,000, but with such different structures. I want to make a smart decision based on total compensation, not just the salary number, and I need to understand how to prepare financially in case I face unemployment again. Question 1. How could the counselor help Carl interpret and compare his job offers, identifying the different salaries and benefits packages? Question 1 sample response. The counselor could help Carl create a comprehensive comparison spreadsheet to evaluate the total compensation package of each offer beyond just the base salary. Start by listing the base salaries, $58,000 to $72,000, side by side, then calculate the monetary value of each benefit. For health insurance, examine premium costs, deductibles, and coverage levels. For retirement benefits, evaluate employer matching contributions and vesting schedules. Quantify paid time off by calculating the per-day value based on salary. For profit sharing, research the company's history of distributions or estimate conservative projections. This approach would give Carl a clearer picture of each offer's true total compensation value, revealing that the $58,000 position with excellent benefits and profit sharing might actually be worth more than the $72,000 position with minimal benefits, depending on his personal usage patterns and priorities. Question 2. Given Carl's age, are there any retirement considerations that he should focus on when comparing job offers, and how might this impact his decision? Question 2 sample response. At 59, Carl should prioritize maximizing retirement contributions during his remaining working years. The counselor might explain that he is approaching the catch-up contribution age of 50+, which allows him to contribute more to retirement accounts, $7,500 additional to 401k plans in 2025. Evaluate each employer's retirement plan structure, focusing on matching contributions, immediate return on investment, vesting schedules, how quickly employer contributions become fully his, and investment options. Given his age, consider which offer provides the fastest path to retirement security, including any pension benefits which have become rare but valuable. Discuss how each potential employer handles older workers approaching retirement age, including phased retirement options, part-time possibilities, or consulting opportunities that might allow him to transition gradually while continuing to earn and save beyond traditional retirement age. Question 3. How could the counselor explain the various types of employment benefits, health insurance, retirement plans, HSAs, FSAs, paid time off, and what framework might they suggest for comparing their relative values across different offers? Question 3 sample response. The counselor might start by helping Carl examine monthly costs for premiums, deductibles, coverage for his specific medical needs, and out-of-pocket maximums. If he currently pays out-of-pocket for health insurance and spends $400/month, he is spending $4,800/year in premiums alone. If his new employer pays a portion of his premium annually, he could count that toward annual income or savings. Question 4. What does Carl need to understand about the difference between employee status and contractor status, and how would this affect his income, taxes, and benefits? Question 4 sample response. The counselor might help Carl distinguish between how employee and contractor status could impact his financial situation beyond just the headline salary figure. As an employee, his employer withholds income taxes, pays half of his Social Security and Medicare taxes, provides benefits like health insurance and retirement plans, covers unemployment insurance, and often provides paid time off and workers' compensation. As a contractor, he would be responsible for all of his Social Security and Medicare taxes, manage his own quarterly estimated tax payments, purchase his health insurance without employer subsidies, and arrange his retirement savings without matching contributions.